What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
If you're so focused on the outcome, you miss the beauty of the journey. And the journey is where the growth comes.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We are in season 9, and we are still discussing all things wellness. As you can see, we do have another guest with us. His name is Tommy Hills. How are you?
I'm doing excellently, excellent, wonderfully well, phenomenally phenomenal, too blessed to be stressed. And if I was, Brianna, you wouldn't know about it.
I know, that's because at the end of the day, we got to keep going.
Absolutely.
So I love that.
Yes.
And people talk about me when I say I'm amazing, but you just gave a whole spiel.
Yeah, I truly believe that, though.
Yeah, I could tell because you were, first off, eye contact.
Yeah.
So I know that was a real thing.
Yeah.
And you said it so fluently, like that's how you feel.
Absolutely, every day.
I appreciate that. Okay, so we are going to get to know Mr. Tommy today. But before we do so, as you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. And we start them off with an icebreaker. Are you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Okay. If your life after football were a playbook, what would the title of the first chapter be and why?
The game is not your identity, understanding your purpose.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the why?
The why? Because, well, from my world, so many of us get lost in the thing that we do. And I think that this is something that happens with the majority of people, right? Like I've talked to CEOs, I've talked to people in the Army. They get lost in believing that their identity is formulated in what they do as opposed to who they are. And so for me, I come from a believer standpoint. So if we're made in God's image, the first thing God tells you about himself is that he's a creator. So our purpose is to create. So when we align with the divine, then everything becomes fine. So I had to learn that. Because when I got out of the league, I was like, what the heck do I do? Right?
Yeah.
So that's the why. People need to know their purpose.
Yeah, this is going to be a great conversation. I know I'm a believer, and we're going to talk about the Lord.
Come on now.
Okay, so before we get started, we always say, who is the guest? So for you, who is Tommy Hills?
I love that question. I'm a servant of the King, period and point blank. Everything else falls underneath that, right? So... you know, I'm a servant of the people. I'm a father. You know, I'm just somebody that wants to inspire others to find their purpose, find their purpose and to align with their purpose. Because there's great things inside of all of us.
Absolutely.
But I truly believe that the enemy's biggest tool is to allow us to focus on lack as opposed to focus on the abundance. And when we start to adjust our viewpoint and start to be grateful, right? As they say, like the young kids say, if have gratitude, it changes your attitude, right? So I need us to start being grateful for the things that we have and then operating in our purpose. So who am I? Just a servant of God that's helping young people to understand who they are, to give them wisdom, to give them subtlety and skills to be able to go out and do that for other people.
Very nice. I do want to tap into your journey of finding your purpose, because I think it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
I know for me, we were talking a little bit earlier, I really didn't find my purpose until I got older and really diving into the word and just really journaling and talking to the Lord, like, where do you want me to be? So for you, what was your journey into finding your purpose?
Yeah, my journey starts as a child, right? So when I was 14, so I grew up in Aleve, Texas. When I was 14 years old, I had the pleasure, the honor of being able to go to Spain and play for in the Junior Olympics.
Very nice.
Right. And so what that did was, I believe God was taking me out of my environment the same way he did with Abraham, right? Like, hey, follow me and I'll make you father of many nations, right? So he had to leave his hometown. He had to leave what was comfortable to see something different. In order for me to get to where I am, God had to allow me to leave where I was from to see something different. So he sent me across the world. And what I discovered there is a different narrative and a different message than what was told to us in A-Leaf. A-Leaf is like, hey, you either gonna do this or do that, that's it.
Right.
You live here, you die here, that's pretty much what you get. You're a product of your environment. We've heard that. Uh-huh. No. You are a product of the decisions that you, right? Mm-hmm. And I learned that when I went over there. So I learned that lesson at 14. So then that brought me back. I came into football after basketball. I put down the basketball and went straight into football. And that was an interesting journey because as I started to elevate in that sport, I had a horrendous injury that left me paralyzed for 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
But therein, in that adversity, God was molding me and showing me something. Right? He was sitting me down so that I could see that although these attributes that he's given me allows me to be seen by certain people and viewed and valued by certain people, he's the person that's always in control. And I was losing that a little bit, right? As we all do, it's human nature. When we start, you know, bawling out a little bit, we kind of get to thinking that it's us.
Right.
And so sometimes you got to sit you down to let you know, no. That's not why I gave you this. So when I came off of that, I ended up having a scholarship to the University of Texas. And so when I get there, again, you go back through it, you work through it, you become a starter. And then my senior year, getting ready to go into the NFL draft, I break my ankle in half.
So you were just, like you mentioned, your journey was pretty much up and down. Mm-hmm. And, like, knowing you paralyzed, knowing now your ankle.
Yeah.
What was your mindset during those times? Because, like you mentioned, you're starting, you're that guy. People, did you say a full ride scholarship?
Oh, absolutely. I was the number one tight end in the state of Texas and the number five player in the country. I could have went to any school I wanted to.
And so these injuries that are happening to you, what was your mindset? Because, again, you kept going because it seemed like you're a determined fella.
Yeah.
So with that being stated, how did you, like, okay, this is something that's happening presently.
Yeah.
But in a day, I know this is not the end of my chapter.
Because nothing happens to you. It happens for you. Right? So when I was, the first time I went through it, I had to go off of my mother's faith. Right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm young. I'm woe is me. The world is over. I can't play football anymore, right? These type of things. And so, you know, my mom is from El Campo, Texas, right? And I say Texas like that because that's how she say Texas. And so she came to me. Now, keep in mind, I can't move my foot. I had what was called perennial nerve damage. So the ability to flex your foot up and down, I couldn't. It just hung there like this. And so that's what I'm paralyzed with. And she came into my room and there were some explicitives, but the message was this. You're either going to trust or you going to get out because I'm not going to have you moping when I got this other boy to raise.
Absolutely.
So are we going to fight
or
are we going to flee? And I looked at her with tears in my eyes and I said, I'm going to fight. Mm-hmm. And so from then I started working out. Mm-hmm. I started doing all of these things. And I'll never forget this. We talk about pain, being able to, you're talking about purpose.
Right.
Pain, people run from pain, but they don't understand that pain is the preparation for your purpose.
Mm.
So I used to be on this treadmill and I had this plastic boot that would wrap around my ankle to keep my foot up and I'd be running. But the boot was hard plastic, so it would cut into my foot.
Jesus.
So I'm listening to gospel music, running on a treadmill the best that I can, and crying tears of happiness and pain, right? Because I know that I'm going to show God that I'm not done. And if I can show God that I'm not done, then he'll believe me enough to heal me so that I can get to the thing that I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
And so that was the healing story. And so here's a quick story. I'm in the hospital. We're getting ready to have surgery for my leg the second time. And I have this button. It's a red button. I don't know what it does, but I accidentally pressed it and I went to sleep. So my mom, she talks a lot. So she came in and she's like, baby, I was going to tell you that I'm not. And I was like, this button made me go to sleep. And I ain't trying to hear this lady. So I had the button to the side. It probably is, but this is what happened. This is a true story. I hit that box. I kept hitting it. Okay, you getting sleepy, I'll come back. Well, this happened like three times. And then I hit it and nothing happened. Well, I realized later it was morphine.
It was medicine, absolutely.
I just knew it was a button that made me go to sleep, so I had to listen to what she was saying. But here's what happened. I said three. There's something interesting with the number three. Mm-hmm. Because on the third time, she came and she was rubbing my leg. Now, mind you, to this time, I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I said, wait, mama. She's like, what? I need to get the doctor. I said, no. Do that again.
Yeah.
And she did it again. I said, Mama, I felt that.
Oh my
And we
gosh.
Started crying. She went and got everybody. The nerve had came back.
Gosh.
Right? The nerve had came back. And so when I get to Texas, now I'm with our strength coach. His name is Mad Dog. Mad Dog Jeff Madden. He said, if you can give me 10 yards, I'll make you a professional athlete. I told him I'd give him 20.
Right? More than what he asked.
And so the rest is history after that.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Village now.
Come on.
As you talked about with your mother pouring into you, letting you know, hey, this is only temporary, child.
Correct.
We got to get things moving and grooving at this point.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'm going to talk about why is it so important to have Village community. Doesn't matter where you are in life. Yeah. Just to have that support system.
Yeah, because even the Son of God had 12 homies. That's why it's important. Yeah. Now, we know one of them wasn't riding. We get it. Right? Yeah. But at the same time, like, we were never put on this planet to be by ourselves, right? We were never put on this planet to be on by ourselves. Like the scripture says that a brother is made for adversity, right? Same thing with the sisters. I would love for my sisters, all of y'all, to collaborate more and stop being deceived by these people that don't want to see y'all win together.
Yeah.
I would love for us to come together, but we were designed to be a nation because God has put certain things inside each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of times we're praying for God to show us certain things and to give us a certain blessing or all of these particular things that we're asking God for. And we don't understand that he's doing it. He's not coming off his throne. He do it through people. So the connection that you have with people, those true connections are the answers to the prayers that you're looking for. Like I'm blessed by this conversation.
You know
what I mean? Like, because there's certain experiences and things that you've gone through that listening to you speak, I can learn. So I might be dealing with something.
Yeah.
But hearing you speak, understanding like, oh, that's how she figured that out.
Yeah.
Let me apply that. Or that was her mentality when she went through that particular hardship. Mm-hmm. Let me apply that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Very nice. Okay. So I want to talk about pivoting and transitioning.
Yeah.
Right? Because now you're a full-blown entrepreneur, author, speaker, all the above, but you have much, much success in the NFL, right? So my question is to you, when it comes to pivoting from one career to another, what did that look like for you?
It was a journey because, again, I was lost.
Yeah.
Like prior to like this, me understanding who I am today, that was a process, right? And the first thing I had to understand is I had to let go of past, right? And everything, like just not in retirement, past failures, past traumas, just everything in the past that I perceived to be negative, right? And so God gave me this one day, and I've said it since then, and I'll continue to say it. Our past is our professor. It's not our prisoner, right?
You got a lot of words.
Our past is our professor. We're supposed to learn from it, right? Like I can only imagine if King David would have just been stuck on the fact that, dang, I just killed this dude for his wife.
Yeah.
Like, although that was extremely bad, we don't condone it. Clearly, God didn't. He paid for it.
Yeah.
His family paid for it. But yet, he still had to continue to carry on and move on to the great things that he was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And God called him a man after his own heart. So clearly, he must have made atonement for that issue.
Sure.
So a lot of us are being held prisoner by our past when we're supposed to be learning from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for me, that journey started with identifying the negative things that were inside of me, the blaming, the quick temper, the way I treated people that was close to me, like all of those things had to be removed out of me. So God took me on this journey. He humbled me. You know what I mean? Because when you go from not knowing what to do to a partner of yours saying, hey, man, come work these door-to-door sales with me. And it's like, well, all right, I ain't got nothing else to do. Are you knocking on doors and being rejected? Oh, that's an humbling feeling. It's like, mother lover, did you not? You was watching me on Sundays. What you mean you not finna?
Yes.
Right? All right.
Yeah.
In order for God to elevate you, you cannot have that ego and pride, right? Because what'll happen is your skill set and your ability to communicate, your skill set, your talents, your gifts can take you places to where your character can't keep you.
How do you let go of that pride? Because I'm a Leo, and it's bad.
Yeah.
I want everything to be either perfect, or I can get a little controlling sometimes.
Yeah.
People move too slow.
Yeah.
When I'm up here trying to delegate. Yeah. I'll just do it myself at this point. So how do you let go of that ego and that pride in order for you to not miss your blessing?
Yeah. Well, a couple of things within what you're saying. The first thing is the way you let go is understanding that you're nothing without God, and this has nothing to do with you. That's the first thing, right? So ego comes from the aspect of you thinking that you're the reason why, and you're not. You're the tool that's being used by the creator. So when you understand that, first you have to align yourself and understand your place within the scope of things.
Right.
That helps. Secondly, get outside yourself. I had to do that. I had to get outside myself. Hey, yeah, you've done a lot of cool things, but those cool things were a platform for you to be able to walk through doors easily so that you can do my will, not yours.
Right.
Right. So that was the next thing. And then thirdly, taking on the mentality of being a servant, mm-hmm. right? Looking at situations from other people's perspectives, because I had a problem with that. And I still work on that to this day. And what happens with us as it pertains to we're go-getters, entrepreneurs think differently from everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? But I heard this from Marshawn Lynch. Somebody else could have said it, but I'm just going to give credit to where I heard it from. But he said, you can go fast alone or you can go farther together.
Yes.
And so what happens is if you want to go farther together and you're the leader of that going farther, then it challenges you to elevate yourself and to expand.
Sure.
Right? So now there's a principle that Myron Golden talks about called the be-do-have principle. There's a certain thing that you want to have in your life, right? So in order to have that thing, you have to become the person and do the thing to become the person to have that life. So the being comes in the alignment, right? And so what a lot of people don't understand is that they're saying, okay, I got to do this more and I got to do that more.
And, yeah.
And the reality is that, I don't know if people are going to like this, but you're already doing 100% of who you are right now.
I agree.
Right?
100%. Yes.
So if you want to do more, you have to what? Become more. So that's where we talk about the distraction aspect. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got just sit still and obtain knowledge.
Just exist.
That's it. That's it. Exist and obtain knowledge, because when you obtain knowledge, then that knowledge allows you to stretch. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is as you obtain that knowledge, there's the doing aspect. The doing is the activity.
Yeah.
Now you can take the knowledge and apply it. Mm-hmm. And then once those things come together, you've inspired and helped all of these different people. Now they help you to have the life that you're wanting to have. Mm-hmm. So you lose pride when you understand that my profit and my purpose is in people.
Okay, give me a word. That was a knock on my head to get my life together. I appreciate that. Yeah. So now, okay, we talked about the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about another pivot. You're actually helping athletes.
Yes.
You're now speaking. So, I mean, you just spoke a word to me. You're doing all the things. So I want to know, from your lessons as an NFL player, I want to know when it comes to cultivating your business and what you're doing now, let's talk about staff financial, let's talk about all the things.
Yeah.
How did you figure out, I want to pull this piece into my business
through
all the experience? It don't have to just be the NFL, because I know you're helping athletes.
Correct.
That's the only reason why I mentioned that.
Yeah.
But all the experiences that you have helped, how did you kind of depict what I want when it comes to you creating your business?
I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Isn't that amazing?
honestly,
like, it was through what happened was, is I was Jonah. I ran away from athletes because I understood their mentality. I was it was about myself.
Yeah.
I understood their mentality because I was an athlete. I didn't want to deal with them. I'm like, you know what? I'm a business professional. I'm getting ready to take my skill sets about what I know about the financial sector, what I do to small businesses. And I created and crafted all of these things to be able to help small businesses. And I had some simple success, but not the success that I wanted because I wasn't operating at my purpose and my alignment.
Yeah.
So then once I got up out that whale, right, that fish, it got spit back on the island I was supposed to be on. That's when everything started happening. And so what happened was it was through the experiences and the mentorships of others that I started figuring out, okay, this is the lane in which I can help, right? Because for me, my purpose was identified in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, right? Mm-hmm. So to whom shall teach knowledge and to whom shall give the young people discretion, right? And so, like, so when I found that, I said, okay, Lord, you've given me all of these different experiences. I've played in the NFL. I've traveled overseas. I study, you know, tremendously. Like, I have all of this knowledge and you're giving me this so that I can give it to them. And the reason why I know that to be true is because every time on my feed, right, I'm not looking for this stuff. It's this athlete caught speeding, this athlete with a domestic violence case, this athlete making a bad decision and has marijuana. Like, and it's like, no, you have these individuals that are in the space that are speaking at the kid, but you're not talking to their heart.
Mm.
And so who better to be able to talk to their heart than somebody that has walked that walk?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened was, I was in the credit space and somebody introduced me to that. And I was working that angle for a while, liked it, decided to do something different. So, but that's how Stat Financial got started in the credit space. And so then left there and got into the insurance space by way of Marshall Faulk, who was he's a Hall of Fame running back. And so he brought me in. And then from there, God started showing me different tools to be able to leverage to help these individuals because of the things that they had. But then all of a sudden, NIL hits, right?
Yes.
And then that allows the college athletes to start getting paid. And that's where he planted me. So that's the main niche. But it's not just athletes. It's athletes and insurance professionals. Because in the insurance industry, there was another problem that I saw, especially with women.
Yeah.
I saw that women were not being treated the same way as it pertains to how to build a business, right? Because the way that a man builds a business is not going to be the same way that a woman builds a business. But the thing that's the underlying factor is that you have to build it intrinsically. Oh. You have to build it from purpose, right? Even this podcast, right? You cannot create anything extrinsically that you are not intrinsically.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. You can only create that extrinsically that you are intrinsically. Mm-hmm. So when you align yourself with your purpose, right? I call it the four tenets. You define your purpose. Okay. You design yourself for your purpose. Mm-hmm. You dedicate yourself to your purpose. Mm-hmm. Then once you have done those three things, you deploy yourself into the market. Mm-hmm. Well, the only way you'll know who to serve is mm-hmm. that you've been doing the work on those first three.
That's really good. Right?
So that's where we're at. So athletes and insurance professionals are who I help, mm-hmm. which, and I know I'm talking a lot, but that's what you brought me on here for.
Yes, we chatting.
With that, a lot of times when we're talking about distractions, people look at distractions that like things that I'm doing, looking outside, like, oh, I want to go to this party, or I want to watch this TV show, I want to scroll 45 minutes on mm-hmm. social media. But also distractions can be wrapped up in what are to be perceived opportunities. But when you know who you're supposed to serve, then you can say no to those opportunities that don't align with who you're supposed to be operating with.
Okay, so I'm going to come in.
Come on in here.
So I think I created a solo episode last week mm-hmm. or the week before regarding saying no to opportunities that don't align with your purpose.
Yes.
And somebody actually reached out to me and they was like, Bree. And I was like, dang, people really listening to these solo episodes? Mm-hmm. So that is so important to me on so many levels. But this goes back to wellness. Mm. I think you have to have the mindset.
Absolutely.
Especially in the beginning stages mm-hmm. of starting a business.
Yes.
When you are finally getting those clients.
Yep.
And the money is looking right. But if it does not align, you could lose everything mm-hmm. because you was more so chasing the money versus actually chasing what your purpose should be.
Absolutely.
So real quick, I want to discuss with you the mindset of saying no. Because I think it's so easier said than done. Somebody writes you $1 million check, you're going to say no to that check? I mean, where I'm at right now, yes. But some people that's listening or yeah. watching, they may not have that mindset yeah. or they may not even have that discernment
yeah.
to say no.
Yeah.
So for you, in your journey, when did you realize that it is absolutely okay to say no to money?
Yeah.
And opportunities, partnerships, et cetera.
Well, yeah, because the thing is that, again, so Romans 12:2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? So you're talking about mindset. That mindset has to be aligned with God. And so if you align yourself with God, then it's easy for you to walk away from materialistic things. It happens mm-hmm. to most people. What they haven't realized is the way that the world works. The world works by attraction, right? And so but in order for you to obtain money, see, money is a spiritual thing. And so how you make it matters. So like you might have somebody that's making their money in a way that is hurting people. And so they're getting paid a lot of money, right? But it's hurting others. And eventually it comes back to hurt them.
Yep.
Then you have people that do things that help a lot of people. So therefore they're given abundance, which allows them to help more people. So money is a spiritual construct. It's a spiritual aspect. To be able to walk away, I'll give you a story. When I was in Detroit, I had made a promise to God. I said, God, I know it's time for me to retire when I have my next major surgery, right? In 2016, I had a hernia, sports hernia surgery.
Wow.
I said, okay. So I remember that promise I made. But see, here's the thing. When you tell God something, he puts something in front of you.
Dude.
So what he did was he put a $3.5 million contract in front of us. And so there's the choice. So when you talk about walking away, I retired. And I also gave him the money back. I had a signing bonus, right? But what that did was, and I'm not saying that to brag, mm-hmm. what I'm saying is that released me from ever thinking about doing things for money.
That's a testimony.
Yeah, I can't be bought, right? If it doesn't align with my mission, if it doesn't align with my purpose, then I'm not doing it, yeah. right? And if you're so focused on the outcome, you miss the beauty of the journey. And the journey is where the growth comes. And here's the thing that people have to understand, or what I've discovered, is that when you disassociate yourself from the outcome and just immerse yourself in the journey and in the work, it's amazing how the outcome always comes, right? And I've seen this multiple times. I've seen it with other players. I've seen it with other business professionals. You know, I've seen it with people that have podcasts. I've seen these things where Mr. Beast is a prime example. He yes. didn't get into something mm-hmm. to say, I want to be making millions and millions of dollars. He started doing YouTube and got interested in thumbnail. Like, man, why are they? Let me find. It was the curiosity mm-hmm. of creation. Mm-hmm. And then that brought an amazing outcome. Mm-hmm. So if our listeners can take one thing away from this, is align yourself with your purpose, create something, and be curious. Mm-hmm. Be maniacal about the curiosity of what you're creating.
Yeah.
And then everything else that you're looking to attract will come, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. you won't be looking for it. And that's when things happen.
So good. Okay, let's get into, because I got a lot of questions. Let's go ahead and get into STAT Financial.
Yeah.
For one, what does it stand for?
Okay, so STAT is an acronym for my family. So it's the first names of the people in my family. And so the reason I did that is to remind me why I'm doing what I'm doing. But essentially, to answer the question of what STAT does, STAT mm-hmm. helps athletes and insurance professionals multiply income, impact, and influence through purpose alignment. And so we do that in certain ways. We're locked in on in the insurance industry, so there's certain tools that we use. So for the athletes, we'll use, you know, life insurance as a wealth strategy, and then also to protect them on the field or on the court, disability insurance, things of that nature, right? Health insurance. On the insurance professional side, that side operates on the life and health side. We also have our own brokerage. We just went live a few days ago.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Excited about that. So mm-hmm. for all you insurance agents out there that's looking for somewhere to come on down to Style Financial. We got you. But there's training programs, communities, things of that nature that we've built out to be able to show people how to build business from purpose alignment.
Yes.
Right. And so it's going beyond the script, and we're getting and going beyond, you know, the commission aspect of things. And we're diving deep, so that we can understand how to identify our market message based off purpose alignment, so that we can attract the clients that we're supposed to be serving. So we do that as well. And then, you know, as we continue to expand, you know, we're gonna throw some events. We're gonna throw some events, have some little shindigs. You know, we're operating. But the biggest thing that I can say for STAT is in an amazing growth mode. We're in an amazing growth mode. Have some great people that, you know, work with us. And man, I'm just excited to be a part of the journey.
Yes, yeah. That is awesome. So you coming in as independent, not having a brokerage.
Yeah.
What did that look like for you as you kind of step, you know, you step back from the journey and look over and say, geez, I've yeah. really grown.
You know, it's so funny. A buddy of mine was like, bruh, you do a lot of stuff, right? Well, and so what I told him is, I said, well, hey, man, be a little, do a little, have a little. Be mm-hmm. a lot, do a lot, have a lot. Mm-hmm. You pick one, mm-hmm. right?
Get tired.
Right? So, but the beautiful thing is that everything is tied into each other,
good.
Right? And so we keep everything in alignment. I don't know, man. I just think that, you know, when I see things, okay, so to answer your question, it happened with people. I'm networking with individuals. I'm seeing what they're doing. I'm saying, hey, listen, I don't have all the answers, but the answers I have, I'll share. Mm. If you're willing to do the same thing, we might be able to create something pretty explosive.
That's good.
And so that's when I found, you know, my partners, Roger and Zach. You know, all of that came about by Roger having an initiative to want to educate young athletes. Zach, you know, having an initiative to give them understanding on the taxes. He's an IRS and road agent. And, you know, me just wanting to figure out, okay, well, how do I plug all this in and bring all this together, mm-hmm. created something. And
so you're the visionary.
I'm the visionary. Mm. Then I met Butch Chelia, you know, my Singaporean brother from another mother, right? And he had been in the game 20 some odd years before he went into the media space. And so God aligned him with us, and he's the one that really helped dial everything in from a business perspective. Because as a visionary, I'm like, do this. Oh, we can do this. And then we can do this. And then we can do this. And
Butch was like, ideas.
Yes. And Butch was like, okay. Uh-huh. Narrow focus. Right?
Right.
And through all of, you know, his hard work and the individuals that had a big part to play in this, you know, I give them all the honor and the credit, man, because, you know, they really went out and pulled the strings and made things happen. Yeah. Right? And here we are today. So, it, like I said, it's in the full growth mode. I'm so excited with the team that I have, and we're all aligned.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's the most important thing.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk about your book.
Come on, talk about the book. Yes. Please make sure. Yeah, no. So again, this came through Master the Market. This came about because I had been in the industry probably about 4 or 5 years, and it didn't matter where I went, whether I was WFG, PHP, Primerica. The insurance industry in itself, as it pertains to how you acquire clients and just the aspect of what insurance is, it, to me, it was outdated. And so when I started having success, I started tracking the things that I was doing. And I was like, okay, well, what do I do with this? And I'm watching something on TV and it was like, you can turn your information into a book. I said, huh, okay. And so that's what this is. So this is the Unveiling the Secrets to Amplifying Life and Amplifying Value in Insurance. This is the playbook for individuals that are looking to get into the market, for individuals that have been to the, in the market. I always say about 1 to 5 years, because that's really what it takes before you start seeing some growth. But this is allowing them to bypass all of the stumbling blocks that I had to go over, right? But in here, we talk about, you know, there's biblical principles in here. There's stoic philosophy in here. There's data analytics. There's ideas, ideation, right? All of the different things that you would need to be able to be inspired to build your business the right way. And the most important thing that you'll get from this is it's going to be about purpose alignment. Because like I keep going to that particular thing because that's the cheat code.
Yeah.
Right. Once you understand who you are and who you serve, everything else falls underneath that.
Absolutely.
So this is the guideline and the playbook for it. So Staff Financial, Master the Market. Right now we're putting it on Amazon. So when Amazon sees this, I need y'all to go ahead and check the green box, bro. So these people can come out here and get this book. We've already answered all your questions. Mm-hmm. All right.
But their experience too.
Yes. You know what I mean?
That makes a difference.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if they want the digital copy, they can just go to statebooks.com. So S-T-A-T-T-E-books.com. And they'll be able to obtain the ebook. But the physical copy will be here shortly.
Beautiful. And we're going to make sure to have all the links that we're mentioning throughout the episode in the show notes. So you can just click, go, purchase. That's your action today. Click and purchase.
I like that.
Okay. So I want to go to our next segment.
All right.
We're going to talk about highs and lows, peaks and valleys. Mm. And this is literally your story, your experiences. We're going to start with the low. Anything that questioned your path.
Yeah.
Anything that made you like, ooh, should I be on this path? I'm kind of second guessing, but you, of course, you stayed on the path because you are where you are today. So share it with us.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say there was something that questioned me. I'm pretty stubborn. Right. So but I will say one of the most challenging things that I've ever dealt with didn't even happen to me. It happened to my son. So my second oldest has sickle cell. Okay. And so prior to this, he had challenges, but nothing crazy. God, you know, was always, you know, protecting him. But in this particular one, it was really bad. And so I had came in from a work trip. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, OK, it's routine. I didn't really know the severity of it. I'm like, OK, it's routine. We'll go in there, be there for a couple of days, probably get a blood transfusion. He'll be up and out of there. We're going to be throwing the football and playing basketball. But when I got in there, I seen him hooked up to all of these machines. And when I walk in the door, the first thing that he says is, Daddy, help me, please. I'm in so much pain. And as I'm trying to fight back tears now, that was the first time that I truly realized, right, how powerless I really was. So here I am, this guy, you know, benching 400 plus pounds, squatting 600 something plus pounds. I'm able to take men and move them against their will when they don't want to. I've literally seen the will and the life be removed from people's eyes because of what I've done to them. Mm-hmm. So you talk about being able to have all that control and then to walk in a room with your seed and there's nothing you can do, mm-hmm. right? The only thing that I could do was to assure them that God is going to be here to protect you. Right. So that was probably the lowest moment, but it was the most freeing moment in my life. Because from that point on, I told God, I said, you gave them to me, but I can never protect them like you. Mm. So I put them in your hands and I'll do the best that I possibly can. And if it requires me to lay down my life to protect them, Lord, you know, I won't hesitate, but I cannot protect them the way that you can. So my prayer life, that incident got my prayer life stronger, right? Because he's omnipresent. He can be in multiple places at once. I can only be one place at a time.
Absolutely.
And so my son taught me a valuable lesson, overcame that challenge. He's healthy, happy, and I'm excited to see what God does for him. But that was probably the lowest moment that I ever felt.
Yeah.
Right? But it was also, again, the most freeing.
Mm-hmm.
The most freeing. That's the reason why I don't have control issues.
Yeah, because that was a moment you really had to just let go.
Had to. And the thing that you'll come to find out when you're walking with God is that's all he wants you to do, right?
Yeah.
Stop looking at what you perceive something to be, mm-hmm. and understand that if he's taking care of the birds, he's taking care of the bees, he's taking care of the flowers and dressing them, mm-hmm. how much more is he going to do for you who mm-hmm. he loves, right?
Beautiful. Oh, you almost got me a little teary eyed. I'm so happy to hear that your son is doing much, much better.
Yes.
That's a beautiful story.
Absolutely.
Okay, so on the other end of the spectrum, we're now going to talk about highs. Mm. What is something that when you take a step back from your life and look at your entire journey that you are super proud to say that you was a part or that you had a hand in, or of course, with God's guidance, you and him was able to actually make it happen?
Yeah, I would say, well, there's many highs. I would say the high that has one of the most impacts on my life, I'm actually holding.
Nice.
Right? Mm-hmm. Honestly. And the reason being is because, you know, as Black people and as athletes, we're often given parameters about what we can and can't do.
Sure.
Right? So this is self-published. I've never written a book before. Right? I don't have the writing credentials and all of those things. So that's why I know this is special. Because I don't have all those things.
Yeah.
And a lot of time when God is using people to preach a message, he's using the ones that are less valued in the world.
Yeah.
Right? And so being able to have this literature to help as many people as it possibly can, but then also to put this in my children's hands.
Absolutely.
Right? And say, hey, this is a work that your dad did. It's mine. So don't ever let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. You can sure. and shall and will do. And shall do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So this right here is probably one of my greatest works at this particular moment.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's really awesome. Okay, so our next segment is one free advice. We pay thousands and thousands of dollars for advice from coaches, seminars, webinars, etc. But a lot of times it goes over our head.
Yeah.
Why did I spend all this money? I didn't get not one thing from them. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So what is something that you could share with us that's actually actionable
yeah.
that we can take today, get started, tomorrow get started, and just really peel the onion? Because I think yeah. a lot of times people just talk to talk because they just love their voice.
Yeah.
But what is something that people can actually take away from this episode?
Yeah, absolutely. I said it earlier, but I'll repeat it because, mm-hmm. you know, God is repetitive, so I'll be the same. It starts with understanding your purpose. So I heard Myron say this in a lesson, and he said it as a lesson, but I took this and said, this is the framework that I live my life on, right? But he said that your purpose is found at the intersection of your proficiency and your calling, right? So that thing that everybody looks at and says, man, how you do that? And you're like, this is easy. That's your gift,
yeah.
right? And then your calling is the people that you are designed to serve, right? Mm-hmm. So we all have a particular space or area that we feel very passionate and strong about, right? Mm-hmm. So your purpose is found as where you're placing your gift within the people that you're called to serve. Now, how do you work that? How do you peel back the onion on that speak? The four tenets of purpose. First, you have to discover your purpose, right? So once you discover your purpose, which I talked about where you can find it, then you have to design yourself for that purpose. That's the being aspect, right? You have to start removing the limiting beliefs and the lie identity of what other people have told you you are, right? And remove, like he says, the my identity of what you've given yourself, right? And then put it on his identity, what God has said about you. And once you truly understand that and you've designed yourself, now dedicate your life, your entire life to what your purpose is. And then when you do that, then you can deploy yourself to the people that you're supposed to call. And here's another thing that I'll tell people. don't think that you have all day to do this.
True.
Right? Don't think that you have all day to do this, because what you don't understand is by you not doing this every single day and you not working and defining yourself on this every single day, you are robbing the people that are waiting on you to become the person that you're supposed to come to serve them the way that you're supposed to serve them. Because if you do not become that person, they will get served, but they're not going to get served the way that you got served, because God molded you to serve them. So you have to make this the main thing and stop allowing the enemy to distract you with things that do not move the needle in your life. That is what a distraction is. Anything that doesn't move the needle in your purpose is a distraction. That can be people, that could be your job, that could be what you're listening to, that could be the thoughts, that the negative thought processes that you have in your head. Mm-hmm. Remove those things. Mm-hmm. Upload a different software so that you can become the person to do the thing, and then that would allow you to have the life.
This is so good. Okay, I'm trying to stay on task because I know we got places to be and people see that. Okay, so next thing is pretty much sharing. You already said as far as your book for all the things, how to stay updated with you.
Yeah,
your social media, website, etc. Share it with people.
Yeah, everything. I know a lot of people go on. You can follow me here, follow me there. Mm-hmm. Grab this email. Listen, go to TonyHills.com. Easy. TonyHills.com. Everything that you want to learn about me is on there. My social media is on there. My scheduling consultation is on there. Everything that you need to know is on there. That is of who I am. Now, my media team is updating it, so it'll look different if people go there now, but you can still see majority of everything that we're doing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we press record, me and him had a conversation of how the layout was for the podcast episode. And as you guys know, we always end with a motivational moment. It could be a quote, it could be a Bible verse, anything that I see that's amazing that I want to share with you guys, I bring it on here. We share our thoughts and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But this time I'm going to pass it to Mr. Tony.
Oh, okay.
To share.
Yeah.
I think we said a Bible verse.
Yeah.
And he's going to share his thoughts. I'm going to share my thoughts and it'll be a wrap.
Yeah, what I will tell people is, for me, the Bible verse is, there's a book, if you look at the King James 1611 version Bible, there's a book in there called the Apocrypha. And in the Apocrypha, there is a set of books. One of them is called Ecclesiasticus or Sirach. And in the second chapter, in the first verse, it says that if, small word, big meaning, if thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation and constantly endure. Make not haste in time of trouble. Right? For it is an easy thing for the Most High to turn a poor man rich. Cleave unto him, and he shall be there for you. So the reason why I like that verse is God is telling you that no matter what, you're going to go through adversity.
Yeah.
The rain falls on the just and the unjust just alike. But what we have to understand is that our faith and our trust in him has to be stronger than what our natural eyes are looking at. So I want people to close their natural eyes, open their spiritual eyes, and trust God with everything that they have and follow your purpose. That's what I'm leaving people with.
Okay. I love that so much. Okay. I want to put, y'all already know my favorite Bible verse. God is within her, she will not fail. And specifically why that means so much to me is because, for one, I feel like he's talking directly to me. For two, as you just mentioned with your Bible verse, is that as long as we know that God is on our side, we will, of course, go through what we go through, but it's only for a temporary situation. Yeah. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, what we go through in life is only to build character, only to help us get closer and closer to that goal that's on the other side of the rainbow. And journeys are not easy at the end of the day. And it always is supposed to build you. It's supposed to help you. Because when you get to certain levels, you know what to do and what not to do. And also with that sense of discernment, like, oh, I've seen that before. I know now I'm not supposed to walk through those doors. I've seen that before. I know I'm not supposed to partner with this person. And even in my own journey, I have had partnerships where I'm like, dang, I feel like I'm taking over. Y'all wanted me to be a partner, but this was really for me. Mm-hmm. You wanted me to do it. And now I'm spazzing out. Like, this ain't even my project. What am I doing this for?
Yeah.
And I take those experiences now, and I kind of not go in so strong sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me see if this is really alignment to what you want and what I want and what God wants us to do together. So a lot of times we talked about saying no to situations. We talked about peaks and valleys. And I think with our journey as being followers of Jesus Christ, I feel that things are going to happen regardless, but we are always going to be in good hands.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that. Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think this is a wrap, DB.
Yeah, we
did. Want to add anything?
Well, listen, I guess to basically go into the aspect of what you did and make it real quick. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever thy hand find to do with all your might, for there is no knowledge, no work, no service in the grave where that I go is. Meaning what? Do the best that you possibly can, because one day, why? You're going to die.
Absolutely. You don't need no regrets.
Yo, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So do your best. And I believe that's what you're saying. So yeah, lead the people with that. I love that. I love everything that you said. I'm going to go back and watch this just so that I can write down what you just said.
All right, well, I'm doing something right.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you, Tommy, for being here with us and sharing all the amazing testimonies, pouring into us, and all the things. Like, this was way more than I thought that I was going to get today. You gave me way more than I could ever put down. So I'm very thankful for your time.
Awesome. Well, listen, y'all follow this young lady. She's moving up in the world.
I'm trying. All right, so if you guys are listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much for listening to What's Good Podcast, and we see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.